we're continuing Oz Dalid of David HaMelech. We mentioned that Oz Dalid refers to Dal. I have nothing of my own. I am poor by myself. And the first pasuk was Dovko Lo'ofo Nafshi. If I put my physical side, my nefesh, in Bo'ofer, I realize it's just offer, it's just earth, it's nothing by itself, then Chayene Kidvarecha. I'll get to the real life by going with the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a secret to life, to put things in the right proportion. Some people go through life and they're always involved in their desires for pleasures and for covet and power, and they never reach the. We are continuing the Pasuk Dalid, like we mentioned, the Pasuk Dalid of the Melech is stressing how a person has to realize by himself he's nothing, and that's the way he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gets everything. So the first Pasuk was Dovko Lo'ofo Nafshi. I put my physical side in the right proportion, and I recognize it's just offer, it's just earth. And when I realize that that's not the essence of life, I don't have to run after all my physical drives, my drives for comfort and pleasure, which I will never really get to where I'm fantasizing to get to. Then I can have a peaceful life and chayeni kedvarecho, can have a real life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, life of being Oved Hashem. Every action I do, every thought I do brings me goodness in this world, content feeling, and brings me Olam Haba. The next pasuk is Tzrochai Sipalti V'Taneini Lamdeinu Chukecho. It is also referring to the same thing. The Mefarshim, the Medrash say, what is the Tzrochai Sipalti? Tzrochai is my ways that were not proper, my Averis. I'm not concealing my Averis. I'm not concealing my shortcomings. The Hainu, this is a second important thing. Number one, we said, is putting the physical side in the proper proportions and recognizing that's not the essence of life. Number two is being honest with ourselves. It is legitimate to have a Yetzer Hara, but if we look away from it and make believe we're perfect, and we just look around at everybody around us and blame them for all the things that are happening, we will never get to our goal in life. The Vilna Gaon says a person's goal in life is to be metaken one midah that he has. Hashem gives each one of us some midahs that are not perfect. Adarabah, if a person has a nature to get angry, has to pay attention to it and try to work on it to get less angry. If a person is stingy, then work on that. If a person is not so honest, he's lazy, whatever it is. First of all, pay attention to what is dragging us down. Everybody has something that he feels time and again is dragging us down. I told you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize I have shortcomings. But once I have that, then v'taneini, Hashem will answer me, lamdeini chukecha. Please, I'm beseeching you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach me your rules, the way to live the life in the proper fashion. Chukim could mean a mitzvah which we don't understand, but it could also mean laws, the guidelines, the boundaries, how to behave properly. And that's basically emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. So this is the second important thing, like we said. The Oz Dalid is to recognize, yes, I have shortcomings, but together with that, recognize that I have a natural kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I could call out, no matter how many averis I have, how bad my midas are, I have. There's no reason ever to fall into yeyush and despair. Because Adarabah, all Hashem wants me to do is recognize, be honest with myself, and call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and work on it, and I'll succeed. 100% success rate, if this is what is done. Lamdeini chukecha, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, please, teach me the right ways. And if we have a true desire, we will work on it, we'll be honest with ourselves, we won't be afraid to come into contact with ourselves. Rav Ober once said, there was a bachur that he felt that was just living a superficial type of interaction with himself, and he really didn't look into himself. And he suggested in the evenings he should go for a walk in Ber Yaakov. And the boy, after a few days, said, every day I go on the walk, and I get scared in the middle, I come back. and the Mashgiach asked him, why? You're afraid of dogs, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. He couldn't find anything that he's afraid of. And then he said, you're afraid you may meet yourself. Don't be afraid, because we all have an inner greatness, inner closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Midas Tovus. That's the starting point. Recognize the good Midas. And together with that, not to be afraid. I have shortcomings, and I'm going to work on them. I'm going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make them better, and we will get to our true greatness. The Am Hashem, the eternal great nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.